The Reds looking for a rare sweep of the Cardinals at home. Scott Feldman getting the start, and he was really good in this one. We pick it up in the first inning. Feldman facing Dexter Fowler.
Here's strike three called. Feldman paints the outer part of the plate at the knees, and he tries to check his swing. He cannot. It's a strikeout. The ball is in the dirt. Barnhart picks it up, puts a tag on the Cardinal right fielder, and in order go the Cardinals in the top of the first.
And he chases that one, and it's strike three. And slamming the helmet down, throwing the bat back towards the third base dugout is Jerko. He will strand Carpenter at third. Four scoreless innings for Scott Feldman.
Duvall shoots one to the alley in left center field. That will one hop the wall right by the Reds bullpen. Here comes Votto to third, and he's being waved home. There will be no throw. Votto slides across safely, and Adam Duvall, like Votto, 3-for-3 in this game. He gets the run batted in, and the Reds have taken a 1-0 lead. Line drive, right center. Base hit for Scooter Gennett. Here comes a runner racing around third, Duvall. He will score, and what a homestand for Scooter Gennett. That for Scooter, his 13th RBI of the stand, his 31st of the year, and it's 2-0 Reds. Joey Votto, who's perfect today. And he rips one high, deep into right center field. That ball disappears into the sun deck. Two-run homer for Joey Votto, who is 4-for-4 this afternoon. And the Reds extend the lead to 5-0 here in the sixth.
Brian Price's club is one game under 500 after the sweep, and he spoke after the game.
How about today's effort and a sweep on the Cardinals?
Great first question, okay? Got a long way I can go, a lot of places I can go with that.
I thought I'd start off.
You know, obviously phenomenal because Leaker was really on and pitched well when we did have runners on base, and Scott Feldman was up to the task. I mean, really limited, any real chances of scoring for the bulk of the game. And then we're able to break through for the three-run inning, and then, you know, Joey's two-run homer certainly didn't ice the game, but gave us a nice cushion knowing that we had most of our bullpen guys down there if we needed them. And I just thought it was really all around a great, great ball game and a great series.
Talk about Iglesias. He just seems to be lights out every time he hits the ball.
Yeah, you know, I think there's something to be said about growing into a role, you know, and he's been getting almost every save opportunity, and that's great. I always have the caveat that if that situation comes where he's the best guy earlier in the game to put out a fire, I can still do that. And the key is he'll do anything to help the team win. You know, sometimes you get caught up in chasing numbers. And you guys want to chase a number. You want to chase a number of saves or holds or whatever. We tend to judge players by. And this group has just chased wins, and that's really what has been our focus all season and should always be our focus.
What made Feldman so effective? Especially, it seemed like he had a lot of ground balls in there.
Well, he was down with his fastball. He had the two different angled breaking balls. He threw a small handful of really good changeups. And he's got really good action. You know, he has deception. He's got sink and cut on his fastball, change speeds on the breaking ball and angles, and has all the weaponry. The key for me is getting ahead in the count and commanding good pitches. You know, there's times in the games he hasn't pitched as well as there's been a lot more deep counts. He kind of forces the issue when he works ahead.
How much a factor of getting quality starts here, mostly in the last few days? How important is that? Of course, that's a long season and it's a short sample size, but just you could comment on that anyway.
Well, I think it's hard to say, you know, you're a team that's an above 500 team because you consistently win slugfests. I don't think that happens. As good as we are offensively, you know, we can't win every game where we give up six. You know, that's just, you can't win a slugfest often enough to be above 500 and keep yourself, you know, kind of in contention when you're chasing your goals. So the quality start, the guys pitching into the sixth or beyond the sixth and limiting damage and limiting the big inning is definitely a benefit to our ball club, so we're not chasing it from behind a lot, and that's probably been the key to this homestand.
Feldman improved to 5-4 with the win. He spoke after his great effort.
I mean, I think that the way that we're capable of scoring runs, if we can keep the team in the game like we did this series, good things are happening. So I think got to give the guys in our lineup a lot of credit for doing that. And you know, it makes our job all that more important to kind of just limit the damage, because we know that our guys can really swing the bat. So you know, I think we did that this series. Yeah, it was better. I think usually the name of the game always comes down to command, so it was better today than it had been the previous two times, and hopefully just keep it going in that direction and get those guys back in the dugout swinging the bat, because they're doing such a good job of hitting, and the defense has been great. Bullpen's been amazing, so you know, I think that everybody's playing well and having a good time.
As a starting pitcher, especially that appreciates hitters, you know, when you face them, but what's it like when Joey Votto is on like he was today in this whole, you know, kind of series?
Man, he's something else. You know, I get a big kick out of just watching his approach at the plate, because you know, when you play with guys a little bit longer, you get to see him every day, and it's different than just seeing him, you know, once or twice every couple years when I was in the AL. So really appreciate just how good he really is, and you know, when he's hot, I don't know if there's anybody better.
Votto was 7-for-14 in the series with a pair of homers, and he spoke after the win.
It's really early in the season, and we've had good stretches so far, and you know, this is another example of that.
It seemed like when you were facing Leak, you know, you were taking what he was giving you and getting singles and getting the hits, but what made that different than facing Lions when you were able to power up and hit the home run in that situation?
You know, the 12 o'clock start, that's early. I don't think I was loose for the first two at bats. You know, Mike's a tougher guy. He's moving the ball in and out and trying to keep you off balance, and you know, he's a challenging guy to barrel up.
You looked pretty loose on that first to home. That was pretty impressive on Duval's stuff.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to Duval about that. Hopefully next time he just hits a homer and we can both jog around the base.
How about Feldman's effort today?
Oh, excellent. And worked quick, really aggressive. It looked like he had a good rhythm, and you know, he was throwing strikes. He and Tucker were, I think, on a really good page.
No, Joey, last year you had the struggles in the first half and you came out in the second half. How much satisfying is it that you've been more complete this first half so far, these first 2 months that you've been really putting together pretty solid effort?
You know, I think every player feels like they want to play good baseball at all times. So, you know, I was confused last year and the year before, whereas this year I feel like I've got to stay on it, and I've got to be, I've got to try to keep up with my teammates, and you know, we can collectively play good baseball.
The Reds open up a road trip in Los Angeles on Friday. Amir Garrett will get the start in the series opener against the Dodgers' Rich Hill.